T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Marks and Reese, we're back live from the ballpark. It is the Diamondbacks coming into town here, Ike. Phils and Diamondbacks will give you the starting lineups when they come out. Scott Fransky is going to stop by later on the show, 5 o'clock hour. We'll talk to Scotty. Jared Eichhoff on the mound tonight. Phillies are a slight favorite in the game, so we'll get into some Philly stuff. That's still on the table, everybody, so hang on. We'll get back to the phones. But Eagles. Malcolm Jenkins, according to reports, is going to be coming to the mandatory minicamp. And Derek Gunn tweeted out like 2 minutes ago, "I'm told that Malcolm did not want to be fined and lose any money for missing mandatory minicamp."
Smart man.
Yeah. Yeah. Would have lost a little bit under $89,000, I think, if he would have held out. But I think the bigger picture, Ike, and we talked about it on Friday, was what do you do then? Like, all right, you're not showing up for minicamp. You want more money. You're going to protest by not showing up. You're going to owe money and fines. You're going to become a bigger distraction. Now what do you do? Does that mean that you report to training camp? $89,000 poorer? Or does that mean that you're sitting out training camp at that point? And if once the longer you're away, the harder it is to come back. And you said my advice would be to show up, and you already showed that you're mad and everything else. Well, it sounds like he listened to your advice, or he's following what you would have done.
Well, that's exactly what he has done. That didn't make any sense. The point I'm trying to make is that this is exactly what he should have done. Right. I mean, you know, the bottom line is he's done, in my opinion, too much work in this community. He's done too much to establish himself as a leader, not only in that locker room, but a leader around the league. He stood on some policies and things that a lot of other people would not have had the courage to do. So, to me, you sort of put all that stuff in limbo. You start to tarnish that stuff when now only thing is being talked about is you want more money. And eventually, that's what a conversation turns to. You know, right now it's easy for people to say, "Oh, pay me, deserves my great leader." Yeah, that's because there's no games that are at jeopardy right now. But if you were to take this stance and take it into training camp, and players have to ask or answer questions about you every day, or the coaches, and then the season starts, you're not, like eventually these fans are going to turn on you.
Well, and you're putting your teammates in it, and while teammates understand business,
yeah, they're going to move on. The players would have been fine. The players would have been fine. They're not going to turn against him. That's
right.
The players would have been fine. The point is his standing within this community and in that organization as a whole would have been tarnished. That's the point. This is a guy that has an opportunity. He should be an Eagles Hall of Famer when it's all said and done. Like, he's done things the right way. He's been here a short time. He helped his team win a championship. This is not the way you go about trying to get a contract redone with the Eagles. They don't have a history of guys pulling this type of thing and then caving to it.
Not like
so
this.
You weren't going to be the first person to ever force the Eagles to give you a new deal by holding out. That wasn't going to happen. So you weigh your options. You've gotten your point across. Hopefully your agent and the Eagles will open up dialogue at some point. But right now, the only thing you can control is coming in and making sure you're in the best shape possible so that you can help this team win a championship. Let your agent and the Eagles talk about the other stuff behind scenes. And if they can work something out, something to be worked out. If not, you'll play for $8-plus million this year. And
the same thing may happen next offseason.
You're not holding out a cup. You know, $8-plus million is a damn good salary for safety in this league.
Yeah, maybe
it just is.
Maybe the Eagles, knowing how the Eagles operate, maybe they insert some more incentives, or they give him a chance to make more money if he does certain stuff. I mean, maybe they'll do anything at all.
I don't particularly care, quite frankly. I know people get caught up in it, and, oh, they should pay Malcolm and this and that. Man, like I said, if he was grossly underpaid, then I wouldn't mind standing on the table beating a drum for him, saying that he deserves money.
Right.
But, like I said, Brandon Graham last year, he came in and played.
Final year of a contract.
Yeah, so, you know, you got 2 years on your deal left.
Making $8 million a year.
Yeah. I mean, let's go play football.
Yep.
You don't want to put your teammates in a position to have to answer questions about you not being here all the time.
No, and then if he doesn't come to these mini camps, now what are we talking about in the
Malcolm
media?
Jenkins.
What are we talking about on sports radio and NBC Sports Philly, Quick Slants, every newspaper, every online, everybody's talking about Malcolm Jenkins. Is he coming?
And meanwhile, you know, what he's doing out in the community, like going out and feeding homeless families or feeding over 400 families over in Camden this past weekend, that stuff gets overshadowed.
Yep.
But that's what he's always done. That's stuff that he does. But your football talk, which is not on the field, it's you're upset about your contract, will overshadow everything else that you do. It just will.
And he does a lot of things in the community.
And he does way too much, man. Yeah,
that you should talk about.
By the way, shout out to DeSean Jackson out this weekend feeding the homeless as well overnight. DeSean Jackson basically had a DeSean Jackson weekend, like a welcome back to Philadelphia weekend. Had some Friday. Well, I know a lot of celebrities were out hanging out with him, celebrating his return. Meek Mill was in this weekend. You know, Hollis, I think, was there. So, you know, that's a good thing. Kind of getting yourself back into the community.
He also looks like maybe he's lifted a couple weights since we last saw him.
That shirt just small. That's all. Yeah, he still weigh 175 pounds. Still D-Jack. The shirts get smaller, though.
They do.
Yeah, when he was first here, big shirts were still in.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, shirts are small now.
Let's go to Day in Northeast Philly. Day, how are you?
Hey, what's up, man? Yo. How you doing, man? What's up, Ike? What's up, John?
What up, Day?
Great, man. I cut on the phone while I'm at work. I'm getting in the car. I hear you saying that, Ike. I don't agree with you, man. I love you, man. You my guy.
Well, yeah, it's look, okay. I mean, it's not my money. Malcolm decided to show up. He didn't have to show up.
I know, but this is my question. Like, how you say he going about it the wrong way? He's a very important part of that defense. He played 100. What last player we know played 100% of the snaps? Fletcher Cox didn't even play 100% of the snaps. He's important, and he got a right. Even though he's falling off, I feel as though he got a right to hold out for like more, like get a couple more dollars if the market went up. You know what I'm saying? And they paying other safeties like 12, 14 million. He should be like try to get 10.
Those
like
are free agents.
Like, why not?
Those are free agents.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If Carson Wentz, I'll do this year, crush it and do a what's the ball, Patrick Mahomes, do like 50 touchdowns, zero interceptions. He can hold out if he wants once Patrick Mahomes gets a $200 million deal. You know he can. Because if he outdo his deal, that's just how it go.
Yeah, but Carson's not going to do that.
Why wouldn't he? Why can't he? Why wouldn't he?
Because
not now, but
because
he's
the quarterback. Because he's the quarterback here, and his job security isn't in doubt. So why would he have to hold out? He's already going to be making enough money. I mean, you want to? If Malcolm chose to hold out, that's his prerogative. I'm telling you, that's not going to force the Eagles to give him any money. So all in the end, he's going to do is lose money. He's not going to force the Eagles.
They could possibly give him more money if he holds out like the first four games of the season.
Day. As long as you've been following the Eagles. Tell me the player that held out and the Eagles paid them.
Well, they ain't hold out during the season. They ain't make it to the season. Like, I'm just giving you a scenario. We like 0-4, and the defense.
Why do you have to paint a doomsday scenario in order for Malcolm to get paid?
That's the only way they go. Eagles gonna pay him is just like they see. Like then they have to pay him. They right now. Now I don't know. You get what I'm saying? Like, if we in the Emmitt Smith joint, they end up paying him once they saw, oh, we need this guy now.
Yeah, he's a running back. He's a running back. He was the key part of their offense. Listen, I love Malcolm. Malcolm is a safety. He's not essential to the defense being successful. He is a nice part of it. The defensive line is where the defense is schematically designed to attack offenses, not safeties. We don't highlight Malcolm Jenkins like he's Brian Dawkins. He's not. So when you're determining to pay a player, the coaching staff and, more importantly, the front office is going to determine how important are you to our success? How important are you to the scheme of the team, of the offense or the defense? That's how they're going to determine that. That's just a fact. That's just the way business is.
Yeah, there's no holding out.
I don't know what to tell you.
The Eagles are like, please, Malcolm, come back. Here's your $10 million a year.
That's not going to happen. And I told you guys that from the beginning. That was never going to happen. The same way you knew Le'Veon Bell was never getting a new deal from the Pittsburgh Steelers. The history of that organization says that does not work with them. It just doesn't work. So this organization is not going to allow players unless you're a quarterback.
Right.
A quarterback carries more weight. That's why Russell Wilson can tell Seattle, I want to be paid by April 15th or else.
Or else, and then he lays in bed and
makes the announcement. Yes. Whereas Richard Sherman, Earl Thomas, Michael Bennett, all these other guys that wanted new deals are gone.
And life goes on.
There's only one position in football where you can get away with that. That's at the quarterback position. It's the most important position in sports.
No doubt about it.
A safety is not going to hold a franchise hostage.
No, you
didn't. And it's especially a 31-year-old safety.
Like, I'm telling you,
it's not going to happen.
He did this in the right way. He didn't come to the voluntary stuff. He made his point. I'm unhappy. Now you come in and you report. I give him credit. He did the right thing here. 888-729-9494, 888-729-9494. Come back. Well, I continue the phone calls. We have to pour one out for Joe Douglas.
And by the way, he spoke today, and he's saying the right things. The contract stuff will be taken care of behind the scenes. I'm here to help my teammates win a championship. That's what a leader does.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't come in yelling, I'm underpaid, I deserve this, I deserve that, and this and that, I'm here. You know what I mean? He's coming in saying the right things. That's what you want, because he doesn't want to be a divisive force in that locker room. Believe me, if he wanted to be a divisive force, he could. There's enough people in that locker room that are back Malcolm Jenkins. So if Malcolm was vocally letting everybody know how disappointed he is, the Eagles won't give him a new deal or this and that and the other, you're going to have players speak up on his behalf and say he deserves a new deal. Now you got a split in the locker room.
Yeah, it's the last thing you need.
That's the last thing you need, ladies and gentlemen. We're trying to go win another Super Bowl. Aren't we?
888-729-9494. Yes, sir.
I thought that was the goal, right?
That's the goal. Hey, we'll come back. How big of a loss is Joe Douglas for this franchise?
Whew.
We'll discuss it. Jets got their man. Eagles need to find the next man to replace him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.